Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Listen to our Money Man's new title, Senior Wealth Advisor and Marketing Strategist for Murphy and Sylvest, Paul Nolte. Paul, I'm really impressed.
You know, you have to have it in really small font to fit on the business card anymore.
I'll pay closer attention to everything you say now with that new title. Early global market numbers indicate it might not be a great day here for stocks. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, we had a really good opening to the year. Last 2 weeks were good. And as we talked about at the beginning of the year, you know, the first part of the year tends to be an indication for the overall direction of the market. So that's still positive. But we're now starting into the earnings season and investors are looking around going, okay, well, is the Fed going to stay on the sidelines? Are they going to continue to raise rates? How are earnings going to come in? And we still have some economic data to deal with, retail sales, housing this week. So I think investors are just taking a step back here. It's certainly nothing to be worried about. But the tone of the market certainly is positive now and has changed slightly, I think, from late last year. We're just looking at some of the numbers going back to the end of September. The S&P's up 12% since the end of September. So it's been a very good run, even though for the calendar year, last year was not a fabulous year.
I've seen more than one headline, words to the effect, inflation is turning the corner. Is it really?
As long as you don't go to the grocery store. I think so.
As long as you don't buy anything. Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's that. So when you take a look at commodity prices, those have come down fairly dramatically. Housing has rolled over. And again, we'll see those numbers later this week. That will filter through to rents. And rents right now are running at about an 8% annual clip to the upside. Those should roll over, which will help inflation later this year. So there's a lot of downward pressure on prices in a lot of areas. But in those other areas, like grocery prices, and that filters through to restaurants, et cetera, those haven't rolled over. And so we still have kind of a mixed bag. And it's a little bit of, the old economy, industrial manufacturing, new economy services, et cetera, which is where you're seeing the inflation numbers.
The bond market seems to be concerned about recession. How come?
Well, again, we've talked about, you know, the yield curve being inverted. The short-term rates are actually much higher than long-term rates. And intuitively, that doesn't make sense. Normally, short-term rates should be lower than long-term rates. So that inverted yield curve has always been in place ahead of a recession. And it's been now inverted for a year plus. And that's why you're seeing a lot of calls for a recession, why you're hearing from economists, they're saying, yep, a recession's on the horizon or we're in a recession. That's a normal signpost for that. The counter to that has been the employment side of the picture is still very good. The last numbers that we got 2 weeks ago, 200,000 in new non-farm payroll numbers. That is historically a very strong number. So you've got both of those kind of going on at the same time. So I think we are still today suffering from an economic perspective, a reopening pandemic whiplash, if you will, and it's having a big impact on a lot of the numbers. So a lot of the models for the economy still are not where they historically should be.
Job market numbers have been pretty good lately, haven't they?
Yeah, and that's what I was alluding to. You've got 200,000 in non-farm payrolls. Historically, on an average month, you get between 100 and 150, and that's pretty good. We've been running at 200 plus. Now, that's down from where we were 6 months ago, which was 300 plus. So the job market's very strong, and where you're seeing a lot of the jobs is certainly on the service side. Those tend to be lower paying, and that's part of the reason why you're seeing wage growth slow down, because as you add people to the payrolls that are at the lower end of the pay scale that pulls that average a little bit lower. So that's the good news, if you will, if you're looking at it from an inflation perspective. But you really have to be cognizant of where that data is coming from. And it's coming from people coming into the workforce normally or typically on the service side, which is lower paying.
The markets are anticipating another Fed cut, aren't they? Isn't that built in this year?
Well, it would be the first cut. They're anticipating at least a rate increase at their next meeting, which would be the end of this month, beginning of February. And it's probably going to be 25 basis points. We're going to hear from a few of the Fed governors later this week and early next week. And I think investors are going to be listening to see if they're going to be sitting on their hands for a little while. They may not cut, and the Fed has been very adamant about raising interest rates until inflation comes down to their 2% target. The markets are calling their bluff and saying, you know, things are not looking good on the economic side, certainly with the things that we've discussed, the yield curve and some slowing in the manufacturing side. So we're going to be talking about a recession, and typically in a recession, the Fed is going to cut interest rates, and that may all happen this year. And that's why I think the markets are anticipating a rate cut later this year. Inflation is going to be the key. If we do see inflation come down to that 2% target, you will see the Fed sit on their hands. But as of right now, they're talking a very strong game about hiking rates or keeping them high.
Paul Nolte, he's got more than one business card now, so the title can fit. Senior Wealth Advisor and Marketing Strategist, Murphy and Sylvest. Thank you, Paul.
We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Yes, sir.